On Tuesday's front page, a push to make sure phone companies and broadband carriers comply with wiretap orders. Bank of America is resuming some foreclosures. It's dropping its moratorium sooner than expected in 23 states. And towns in Kansas that are energy conscious, even though there are two words they don't want to hear. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 Assist to give you peace of mind. If your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone and immediately puts you in contact with a 911 operator. And it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says law enforcement officials are pushing for an overhaul of a federal law that says phone and broadband networks can be wiretapped. The officials say tougher legislation is needed because some telecommunications companies have put in new services and system upgrades that create technical problems for surveillance. Law enforcement officials don't want carriers to be able to sidestep court-approved wiretap orders because of technical headaches. Officials say that's happened at least twice in recent months. Also on Tuesday's front page, Bank of America is resuming foreclosures in 23 states where it needs court approval to go ahead. Its moratorium remains in effect in the other 27 states where judicial proceedings are not necessary. The bank says it found no evidence that any foreclosures were filed in error, but it's continuing its review state by state. In Nigeria, mysterious killings by assassins on motorcycles are being blamed on a radical Islamic sect known as Boko Haram. Officials believe Nigerian troops had crushed it last year, but now soldiers are once again on alert. This comes in the wake of a prison break in northern Nigeria that freed a number of Boko Haram members. In this country, a troubling sign for Democrats as they head toward the midterm elections, last year's tax cut went largely unnoticed. In a New York Times CBS News poll last month, fewer than 1 in 10 respondents knew that the Obama administration had lowered taxes by up to $400 a year for individuals and $800 for married couples. New York has turned into a major battleground for control of the House. Half a dozen Democratic incumbents are fighting unexpectedly strong Republican challengers, as we hear from Assistant Metro Editor Diego Rabatinera.
There's a lot of dissatisfaction with the economy. There's a lot of dissatisfaction with federal spending, with the deficit, and a lot of third-party groups that are pouring money into races across the country are also pouring money into races here, helping Republicans who traditionally have a hard time raising funds here, you know, beef up their presence on the air. Up in Westchester, John Hall, who's a two-term incumbent, is facing a very difficult campaign against Nan Hayward, who's an up-and-comer, and the Republican Party is getting a lot of outside support. And that will definitely, New York will definitely play a role in deciding whether the Republican Party controls the House or not.
Assistant Metro Editor Diego Rabatinera. In several towns in Kansas, they're energy conscious, but Times reporter Leslie Kaufman says there are two words they won't say.
The two words people don't want to hear are global warming. The best way to get them to respond to climate change is not to mention climate change at all. The key to get them to change their behavior is not hard. It's to talk about values that they care about, saving money, patriotism, and building the economy. Those are things that everyone can relate to. Those towns were engaged in a competition to see who could lower their energy bills the most, and they reduced their energy use by 5%, which is astonishing. In a world where you count 1% or 1.5% energy reduction as a huge success, 5% is tremendous.
Times reporter Leslie Kaufman. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 Assist. If ever your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone. Bypassing call centers, you're immediately put in contact with a 911 operator, and Sync will even deliver an urgent message to the emergency operator if you're unable to respond. That's peace of mind made possible by Sync. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Tuesday's Times, Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping moved a rung closer to the top. He was named vice chairman of the Central Military Commission. It oversees the People's Liberation Army. He's now on track to become Communist Party secretary when Hu Jintao's term ends in 2012 and president in 2013. In France, the protests are continuing against President Nicolas Sarkozy's move to raise the retirement age to 62. The French Senate is expected to approve it on Wednesday. Sarkozy could pay the price. A poll in Le Parisien said 71% are sympathetic to the union strikers who've called for national work stoppages on Tuesday. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.